Morning, good to be in God's house. I know I say it all the time, but it really is. It's good to be out here. I want to praise Him this morning for His goodness, for His mercy that He bestows upon each and everybody that's here this morning. I mean, I want you to understand that you're under His grace, His mercy, and His love if you are here this morning. Amen? You really are. You know, I'm going to be over preaching from the book of Luke this morning, the 11th chapter. And the scripture I'm going to read to you, a lot of you have heard probably time and time again. You've heard it down through the... If you've went to church any time, you've heard the scripture. But let me tell you something about the Word of God that I have come to find out. It doesn't make any difference how many times you've heard certain scriptures. It doesn't make any difference. It still can touch your heart. I've heard preachers preach on the same scripture probably 100 times. And every time it still blesses me. Tell me what other book there is. Tell me what other book there is that you could read time and time again and get such a blessing out of it. Or get something so different from it every time that you read it. That is God's Word, and I am thankful. I am thankful this morning for it. In Luke, the 11th chapter, I'm going to begin with the 14th verse. And he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass when the devil was going out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. But some of them he casteth out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. And others tempting him sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because ye say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. And if I, by Beelzebub, cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges? But if I, with the finger of God, cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger, then he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor, wherein he trusteth and divided the spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. He saith, I will return unto my house whence I came out. And that's where I want to stop, but I want you to concentrate on dry places this morning. Let us pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you for the opportunity one more time to stand behind the sacred desk, Lord. Father, I pray to preach this message this morning that you have given me, Father. I pray, Father, that intended for this meeting, for this service this morning, Lord. For those that are here, I pray, Father, that the Word would come to life. Lord, I pray that it would do that. Father, I pray that you would just lead us into everything, Lord. That you would just continue to help us and to guide us and direct us. And we'll give you the praise for it all. And amen. And amen. As I studied this scripture, I went down through it, and the Lord has been dealing with me. You know, as Patty had mentioned, Tink's not been around the house since about Thursday evening. And I tell you what, I had to go to work a little bit on Friday morning, but man, I tell you what, I've been blessed by just being able to study the Word and to get into it the way, you know, that sometimes you wish that you can do, but you just can't do it all the time. You know, you just got to be, but you know, I got to looking at this. And I looked at this, and they said here, now let's go back down through it again. And it said that, you know what, he had done cast out devils, he had done did all these things, but here they are, they're criticizing him and telling him, you know what, you did it in the name of the devils, what they were saying. Can I tell you something this morning? No matter what you go to do for the Lord, there are always going to be critics. Amen. I don't care what you know what? There are almost every time you do something for the Lord, there are going to be critics. People have criticized better preachers than me. I'm going here to tell you. I'm not claiming. They have criticized better preachers than me. Greg, they have criticized better men than me. Amen? Ladies, I'm going to tell you, you're going to receive criticism, and they have criticized better ladies than you. Amen? I'm not putting a soul down in here because of that. I'm just telling you that if you are going to do the will of God, you are going to have critics. Listen to me. Folks, they criticize the Lord. They criticized our Lord and Savior for doing something that, you know what, that they couldn't do on their own. They criticized him because he was casting out devils. They criticized him. This was the church people. Amen? This was the people, the church people of that time. And may I tell you this morning, there are still church people criticizing today. Amen? There are still church people criticizing today. You know what? It hasn't stopped. There's the ones today who will sometimes give you the most grief. Amen? They're the ones, when you're doing something for the Lord, something in the church, and you know the type, you know what? They don't want the job, Belinda, but praise God, they'll be the first to stand up and criticize you for doing the job. They think that they think when they find out or they think that you're doing something wrong or you should have done something a different way, guess what? They're the Gomer Pals of the church. Amen? You know what I mean? Citizens arrest! Citizens arrest! They're the ones that'll do that. Amen? Hey, am I telling the truth this morning? I have seen it. I've been in too many churches. I know that there are those that are like that. They don't want to do it, Michelle. But if you do it, you better do it the way that they want you to do it. Amen? Jesus was casting out devils. And the good old church people didn't like it. They didn't like it. They, you know, Jesus, and guess what? They were saying he was casting out devils in the name of the devil. But Jesus knew better because Jesus knew who he was. And can I give you a little bit of advice this morning? If you knew who you are, if you know that you're born again, you know what? It'll run off your back just like water runs off the back of a duck. Amen? Because you know what? I know this morning beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am saved. I know that the Lord lives within my heart. And if you know that this morning, let them criticize. Let the heathen rage. Let them do what they want to. If you're doing what God wants you to do, keep on keeping on, Ron. Amen? Keep on keeping on. People are going to criticize. If you know, in 2 Corinthians 6:17, wherefore, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and get this, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Praise God. I know that I am one of his sons this morning. I know if you're born again, you are one of his daughters this morning. Let them criticize all that they want. They criticize Jesus. You are going to be criticized. Amen? And it goes on to say, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace and his goods are in peace, but when a stronger than he shall come, and you should be shouting right there. Amen? Listen, when he's talking about in verse 21, when a strong man armed, listen, you, if you are here this morning and you do not know Jesus as your Savior, the devil is that strong man that has your house, that has your palace this morning. Do you know that? He has you. And you know what? Sometimes those people that do not know the Lord, you think to them, you know what? They don't worry about a whole lot because you know what? The devil has them, Patty, and he's not worried about it. Amen? But it says when one stronger comes. Alita, one stronger came one time. He come into my heart. He's talking about himself. Jesus is saying, when one stronger comes, listen, and he shall come upon him, and shall overcome him. He taketh for all his armor wherein, and trust, and divideth the spoils. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus didn't come to be second place. He came, and he, I want to tell you something this morning, he conquered when he went to the cross over death, hell, and the grave. And I'm here this morning tell you, he's taking the devil, and he's dividing his thing, and he's spreading out the spoils. That's who we serve. That's the kind of God that you and I serve. Praise God. But listen to me. Greg brought something. This is the point of my this is the point of my scripture, my sermon this morning. Listen, A little bit of Pentecostal is going to come out in me today. I want you to understand that. It's because on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit come into everyone, come into us. And I want to tell you this morning, praise God this morning. Yes, I am a Pentecostal because of that. In verse 24, when the unclean spirit is going out of a man, he walketh. I want you to say this with me. He walketh through dry places. When he comes out, he walketh through dry places. I want to talk about dry places this morning. I want to talk about that. I want you to know, if you're in one here this morning, you don't have to stay there this morning.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
You know that? Brothers and sisters, nothing does well in dry places. Amen. Amen? Amen? Gardens don't do well. Flowers won't do well. Our lawns won't do well. Try not watering your animals whenever it's in a dry spell and see how well they do. Let me ask you something. You know how long a human being can last without water? Only about 3 to 4 days is what they tell me. That's it. That's how nothing does good in dry water, in dry places. You ever have a dry socket from a tooth? Do you ever have dry skin on you? Listen to me. Nothing does well in dry places. Nothing at all. Except for one thing. We found it right here. We found it right here. Listen to me. When the unclean spirit is going out of a man, what's it do? It walketh through dry places. That's what it likes. It likes dry places. I'm not talking about being possessed here this morning. I hope you understand that. But it could not be the enemy is running roughshod in your life this morning because you are in a dry place. Listen to me. Listen, maybe the enemy has running through roughshod through your life here this morning because you're, if it was the enemy, I want to tell you something. If I was the enemy, Alita, if I was the devil, I'd want to get you in a dry place and I want you to stay there. Amen? If I was the devil, if I was those demons, if I would want to get you into a dry place and I would want to keep you there. That's what he wants. That is his goal, to keep you in a dry place. How does he do this? How does the enemy do this? First, I'd make sure that you were so busy and that you were so tired that you couldn't read the word, that you couldn't pray, and Lord have mercy if you'd ever thought about going to church much. I'd want to keep you. I would want to get you there. I would want to make sure that I got you there. And you know what? Well, preacher, I don't have to go to church to be saved. Listen to me. I have been preaching at different churches down through the years. I've heard that excuse come out of people's mouths time after time after time. And let me tell you what's ended up happening. They've either went out of the church completely, or they are perpetually in a dry place in their lives. Amen.
Amen? Amen?
I've heard that excuse time and time again. Listen to me. I know. I'm not standing up here trying to put you down. I'm just telling you the facts of what I've seen down through the years. I've seen them. Forsake not the assembling of yourself as the manner of some is, but exhorting. See, people don't get that out of that little verse of Scripture. Exhorting one another. Why do you want to gather together with God's people? Because, praise God, I want to be exhorted.
Amen.
I want to be, remember the goose sermon that I preached? You know what? The goose in the back are honking because they want them to keep on going. Listen to me. I want us to be exhorted. I want us to be lifted up. Praise God, testimonies. Thank you, God, for your testimonies this morning. Praise God, don't they exhort you? Don't they lift you up? Doesn't the teaching, I hope the preaching does, but you know what? I hope that the testimonies of those here will lift you up. Forsake not the assembling of yourself as a manner of some, but exhorting one another,
And it says on to say, so much more as you see the day approaching. What day is he talking about? The Lord's coming back. Do you know that?
Amen.
Do you think it's going to be soon? I believe it's going to be soon. Oh, preachers have been saying that for years. You know, the Bible talks about that too. There are going to be some that say, oh yeah, you say everything remains the same as it is today. Listen to me, he's coming back.
Amen. That's right.
He's coming back when we don't expect it. And you know what? We better be ready. That's all that matters. We better be ready. We better be washed in the blood. We better be filled with the Spirit. We better be ready to leave this world. So you're in a dry place. Examine. Maybe you're sitting here this morning and you feel like you're in a dry place. How's your prayer life? Can I ask you something? How is your prayer life? I'm not asking you, as I lay me down to sleep. I'm not asking that. I'm not asking. And that's fine. That's fine. Teach it to kids. But you know what? Are you able to get a hold of the throne of God? Are you able to get in your prayer closet wherever it's at? It may be here. It may be at home. I don't know where it's at. It may be in your car going to work. Are you able to get a hold of the throne of God?
That's right.
Amen. Are you able? Do you do that? That's what he wants us to do. Are you getting a hold of the... It says this. Come boldly into the throne of grace. That's what it tells us. Come boldly to the throne, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of what? In time of need. Amen. Listen, you may not be in need right now, but he's saying, listen, you can go to the throne of grace to help you find that whenever you are in need.
Amen.
Praise God. You know what? Are you in a dry place this morning? Are you there? Because if you are, I'm here to tell you this morning, listen to me, check your prayer life. Check it out. Because I believe, you know what? That means a lot. You're going through a dry place. How's your Bible reading doing? How's that going? That is important. I believe it. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says this. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for what? For doctrine. It's profitable for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Did you get that? And it goes on, that the man of God, and I'm going to add woman in there too, that the man or woman of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You say, well, you know, we can't be perfect. But you know what it means? We can strive to be perfect. And you are not even striving if you do not read the Word of God. No, you know, you think you're in a dry place. You wonder why. You know what? That you cannot get nothing. You want it. The enemy wants to keep you in a dry place. Greg, he doesn't want you to have any joy. How about you? Have you got that joy in your heart? Listen to me. I'm not talking about a joy that lasts as long as the preacher's preaching, as long as the singing. I'm not talking about that kind of joy. I'm talking about a joy that when you go out these doors and you get in your car, and the next day, and the day after that, and the day after that, you can still have joy in your life. That's the kind of joy that I'm talking about. Oh, we can all be emotional. We can all be emotional and come in here and, oh man, that was a good service. And go out of here and go to our homes. And you know what? The devil will just try to steal that as quick as he can. He's done it to me. Has he ever done it to you? Oh, he's done it to me several times. You know what? Good servant. I go out of here, and you know what? He still tries to pick. He still tries. Oh, my. Listen to me. Listen. I've seen a lot of joyless people down through the year, Greg. And I've seen them sitting in churches. Amen or oh, my. Amen or oh, my. I've seen a lot of joyless people. Listen. And they've been in God's house so many times, amen. And you know as well as I do that they had joy at one time. Why does the Bible say, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation? It didn't say restore it if you didn't have it at one time.
Amen.
It wouldn't said that. It said, Lord, just let me keep on with that joy. No, he said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Too many people are in those dry places. They're in those dry places. Listen to me. The only thing that likes and goes into those dry places is the enemy.
Right.
And if you're in one of them today, he's wanting to keep you there. The enemy is a master trying to tear down and get you into a dry place. Listen, you don't want a dry marriage, do you? Oh, I'm here to tell you, listen to me. I know. I don't want a dry marriage. And if you're married, you don't want a dry marriage. There's nothing would be any worse than that. No love, no heart into it. What makes you think God wants anything less from you in your relationship with Him? Amen? What makes you think that? There isn't a one of us in here that would think that. There's not a one of us in here that would not complain if you had a dry marriage. Then why do you settle for a dry relationship with God? Why do we do that? The more of your joy He steals, the drier you become. Am I right? The more your joy He takes away from you, whatever it may be, whatever it may be, I'm here to tell you this morning, He takes a little bit at a time. I'm here to tell you, the more He takes, the drier you get. The drier we all get. I am persuaded of that this morning. Listen, we need joy. We need joy. We need to be thankful.
Amen.
Amen. We need the joy of the Lord. We need to be thankful for what He has given. Well, you know what? He hasn't given me a whole lot. Be thankful for whatever He's given you. Can we do that?
I say this and I believe this. You know what? People pray for better jobs. But if you're not thankful for the job you got, I don't know that you're going to get a better job. Are you thankful for what the Lord has given you right now? Are you thankful for that? That's Dave Long's humble opinion, okay? That's just my humble little opinion. Nothing can bring... You go to a desert, I'm going to tell you this. Now, listen to this. You go to a desert, and that desert could look like it's dead. Am I right?
That's right.
You let a little rain hit it. You let a little water hit it. Find out what happens. That desert will come to life. There's life there you didn't know was there. Praise God. You let the Holy Spirit get into your life and stir you up. And like that desert, you will come to life. Why? Because, praise God, a little bit of it, a place can look desolate. Praise God. It's amazing what a little water can do. Jesus said in John 7:37, the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. If any man thirst,
amen. Amen.
Let him come unto me. Any man. You know what? They were finishing up. Amen? They had just had their religious ceremonies. They had just went through the motions. And there Jesus was over there yelling at them. And that's what that word is. There's only two times in the Bible that word is used. And that means for yelling. If any man thirst, let him come unto me.
Amen.
They're looking at him and they're saying, we're getting ready to go home. You know what, preacher? You already preached 40 minutes. We're getting ready to go home. We're getting ready to get out of here. What do you mean? I'm here to tell you, Jesus meant what He said. He said, come unto me. And any man that thirst, and this is what's important, and he that believeth on me, as the Scriptures has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. They don't sound dry to me. How about you? Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. I'm here to tell you, you do not have to stay dry. You don't have to. As a matter of fact, it should scare you if you were dry. Because the only thing, as I say again, that dwells there are the devils. You may be saying to yourself, what's wrong with me? I don't have the joy that I once had. I don't have the desire for the things of God anymore. Can I be blunt with you? You're going through a dry place. You're going through a dry place in your life. That's what's going on. And Jesus is crying out to you, come unto me. Anybody that thirsts, come to me. Come. That's what you need to do. That's what you need. He that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. These people that Jesus was crying out to that day. But you know what? Let me ask you something. Are you tired of just coming to church and going through the motions? Huh? I'm tired. I don't like going to church and going through the motions. You understand?
Amen.
I don't like doing that. I want to come here and I want to feel the presence of God.
Amen.
I want to feel the Holy Spirit. I want to feel it going through our church. I want to feel it flowing through me. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Praise God this morning. Listen to me. We do not have to go. You do not have to go through the motions no more. You don't have to. Jesus has made a way. He has made. I'm telling you, religion will lead you to a dry place. Amen? Religion will lead you to a dry place. Just going through the motions will lead you to a dry place. Just going through the motions will do that. Are you thirsting for more here this morning? Are you tired of the same old, same old? I mean, you're the one that has to answer that for yourself this morning. Are you tired of it? Because if you're tired of it, are you going to go home another Sunday service without getting anything from the service? Are you tired of it? Are you tired of it? I'm just asking you. Are you tired? Maybe you're here this morning and you go home service after service and you never get nothing out of it. You don't have to be that way.
Amen. That's right.
You understand
Amen.
Me? Amen. You don't have to be that way. Not at all. Not at all. Jesus is crying out to you this morning. Come on. Come to me. Come unto me, all those that thirst. Are you parched here this morning? Do you feel like you're just dry? That you're just withered up? And that you know what? There's no joy. Listen to me. He can restore the joy. He can do that to you. He is that kind of a Savior this morning. Whatever he was yelling out, they were looking at him and said, man, he doesn't even have a water pot. They're saying, he doesn't even have a canteen. Praise God, he is the canteen. Amen. He is the canteen. He is the one. He is everything to us. Praise God. You know what? If you want the enemy to walk through your church, let it be dry. Amen. If you want the enemy to walk through this church or any other church, you let it be dry. And the enemy be very comfortable there. Amen. You see, the devil likes to walk through dry places. He likes to. And he wants to stay there if you let him. Praise God. The Bible tells me, your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He could care less if you stay dry. Amen? He could care less if you stay dry. Matter of fact, he prefers that you are dry. Jesus doesn't want us that way. He wants the rivers flowing out of us.
Amen.
That's what he wants. He wants the rivers flowing out of us. And you're saying, preacher, I'm not. It's been this way for too long. No, it hasn't.
Amen.
No, it hasn't. I don't care how long you felt like you've been dry. I want you to tell you this morning, today. Today is a good day to get started over. Today is the day that you can get that joy restored in your life. Get that river flowing out of you this morning. Listen to me. Listen, not only just outside. Listen, brothers and sisters, I want you to have a joy, and I'm going to say it again, that lasts past these pews.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
I want you to have a joy that when you get in your car tomorrow morning, when you get up out of that bed tomorrow morning, you have joy.
Amen.
You can do it. Yes, I believe that you can have it.
Yes, sir.
Not because you're in church. Not because somebody sings a good song. We have a lot of good singing around here. And the Lord bless us through it. But I'm here to tell you, I hope that that's not your whole joy. I hope your joy is in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. What he has done for each and every one of us. Praise God. What does it say? His mercies are restored in the mornings. That's what it says. His mercies are restored in the mornings. Every day when you get up out of that bed. Listen to me, you should be full of joy because his mercies are restored in the mornings. Amen. Praise God. Listen, the preacher just does. You know, you may be sitting back here today and say the preacher just doesn't get it. I want you to understand something. This preacher gets more than what you think he gets. You know. Listen to me. You say, well, this preacher, you know, you just don't get it, preacher. You know, my life, listen to me. There is nothing that God can't restore.
Amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
Don't let the devil lie to you. He's wanting to keep you in a dry place. He's wanting to keep you there. He's wanting to make sure that you stay there. I get it. I get it. Praise God this morning. Come get a song. I'm done.